So good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit your name and how you're doing today.
I'm Lola Adeyemi. I'm doing wonderful. I'm with Code Fellows, as well as Oklahoma City's The New Homie. So yes.
Awesome. Well, we'll talk about occupation and stuff, some of those details in a little bit. But what I'm curious to know is about your kiddos. So tell us about them, how old they are, what are they doing now?
So I have my oldest is Isabella, and she's 11-year-old girl, and she's in the fifth grade. And then I have 4-year-old twins who run me ragged. Jasmine and Jackson, and they're a beacon of light. I say my oldest is a cat and they're two dogs. So it's a crazy household. So yes.
That's so funny. So what are the interests you think of the 11-year-old? What does she like doing?
She likes drawing. She's very introverted. Drawing and reading and anime and being alone by herself, unbothered. Mm-hmm. That's my 11-year-old.
And the twins, are they always fighting?
They fight. It's funny. They love each other to pieces, and then they fight each other to death, but don't let anyone else come to be part of their fight. My son is the leader, the navigator, the extrovert, the we need to get this done, guys. And then my daughter is the sassy class clown person. And it's just crazy, the different dynamics of the two. And they just work together very well. And so they are always fighting to some capacity. But they always love each other and they always come back together.
Yeah, that's funny. That's good. Well, I am curious to know a little bit about your journey. I know that you're doing the single parent journey, and tell us, did you ever plan to be a single parent?
No, I did not plan on being a single parent. My mother was a single parent. So I have a very interesting journey in the beginning. Let's just start with my mom. So my mom, when I was born, but I lived as an only child. Then I was a middle child, then I was the last born. And that's really complicated, but I have shared all of those roles. But primarily, so when I was little, I lived with my mom here in the United States by herself. But the thing is, I have an older sister, and my older sister lived in Nigeria. So I lived here in the United States with my mom, and she raised me until the age of about 6. Then when I was 6, I went to live with my sister and my little brother in Nigeria and my dad. And so to the age of about 12, then I came back here with my sister, and then I lived here with my older sister and my mom and my older sister. And so a lot of that time, when I was with my mom, I had a relationship where she was a single parent, and it really didn't bother her when she was growing up because she worked for General Motors. She also did real estate. She had a high-paying salary. And so we were what you would call upper middle class more. We lived in, I went to Westmore Public Schools, or more public schools, Westmore. And so I didn't really see so much of the effects of our household because my mom, when I was older, she worked nights. And so we were at home by ourselves. But back in the day, you could do that. And we were at home by ourselves. But I didn't realize, recognize the effects of it. And I think that kind of affected me in my adulthood. Because when I found out, or even how I've lived and navigated through my life, when I figured out I was going to be a single mother, I didn't identify, you know how people are like, oh, I'm single mother, I'm struggling, everything, woe is me. Sometimes people can have that mindset. I've never really put on that hat or worn it. So because my mother was so strong in how she navigated through life, when I became a mother of 3, the whole life, different mindset. That was different windows. But when I first became a single parent, it was kind of like, well, I guess this is what we're doing now. And right. I just kind of moved forward in that direction.
Mm-hmm. What about your emotional support? Do you have family members around that is helping you?
No. So I'll just say that off the gate. So when I found out I was pregnant in my journey from already being a single parent of one daughter, during primarily almost the first 6 or 7, well, they have a significant age gap. They're 4 and she's 11. Significant age gap between the 1 and 2. My kiddo, my first daughter, when I found out and I'm getting the ultrasound and they're telling me that I'm having twins, I broke down and I cried so hard because the number one words that came out of my mouth, I was the first between, oh my God, but the second words were, how am I going to do this again when I don't have support for the first? And so...
Support meaning child support or support meaning human being supporting you along the
financial
way?
Financial support and human being support both of those immediately. That was immediately my first thought. And so that was literally the first thought that came out of my mouth. Like, how am I going to do this for one? I haven't been able to do it. Barely doing this for one. How am I going to do this for three? And I say, when you go from 1 to 2 kids, I think that's a huge jump. But when you go from 1 to 3 kids, let me just tell you to use a lot of lotion and a lot of soap. Okay? And so I always say I could write a book on what I did when this incident happened. And this was a monumentous occasion for me when I found out I was having twins because of that moment of, okay, what are we going to do now? You don't have any support. You don't have people who supported you with one person. What are you going to do now? What I did was I decided to create a support system. And how I did that was, number one, first of all, I went and looked at all of the resources that were out there that were available for people who were having multiples, who were people who were having, like, either it was a church resource, either it was the state government. Because I don't know if many people know this, that if you have multiples, there are specific resources out there for people who have, like, to give you your car seats. You can go out there every single time that they need to upgrade their car seat and get them for free. And so I went to do that. I went to all the little baby depot things. There are resources of people who come into your home and check on you to help with people who have postpartum depression, who help you develop your systems and plans, to help you gain your game plan. I did that. I signed up for 2 organizations. One's called Safe Healthy Families. Another one's called North Care. These are all organizations of people who would come into the home and check on you. That was extremely important to me because here recently, my mother had knee replacement surgery. And in her knee replacement journey, we've been going into her home, bringing her food, checking in on her. And my daughter, my 11-year-old daughter, says to me, Mom, this really hurt me, actually. In my 11 years of us being alive, I've never seen our mother come into our home and help us one time. And it's crazy because we're, like, going above and beyond to help her because I'm like, nobody should feel what we felt in our home. Coming home, mother of a single mother with twins, only person who can there is help me is my daughter to bring me a diaper, my daughter to bring me this. That's a lot of strain to put on she was 6 at the time. Just her entire life changed. Her entire life being only child going to now I have to be helper B and I have to move quickly because my mother's got these 2 infants crying at my arms, you know? I think that was our hardest week of our life when we brought the twins home. And I thought that, is it going to be like this forever? That's really what I thought. I was like, is this going to be like this forever? But it's not. It gets better. But I remember another thing that I did was I signed up for all of the online support groups. Like, there's multiple, mother of multiples, black mothers of multiples, mother of multiples of Edmund, mother of whatever. There's, like, tons of them. The most active one, multiple groups here in Oklahoma City, is E-Moms Mothers of Multiples Edmund. And so I signed up for that one, and they signed you up with them. They connected me with my mentor. Her name is Rhonda, and Rhonda was also a single mother of multiples. Her first sets of kids were multiples, so they connected both of us. One of the things they also did is they made a meal train. They came into the house. I've never spoken about this. Oh my God, I didn't know it was They created a meal train. They would come into the house and they would bring us meals. They would come at night if you needed someone.
It's okay.
They did so much. They did so much. They would come into the house and they would bring meals. They would come, they came and they came into my house and they cleaned up the house. They set up all the baby stuff before I was having kiddos. This is the first time I've said what they've done. And so it's kind of like, so a lot. Because, but not only that, okay. So that's what the mothers of multiples did. We had a partner, I had two different people else that I signed up with before I was pregnant to make sure that they came in the house. It was really important that people came and checked on me because you never know what someone is going through and you never know what challenges they're making it, you never know what someone is going through. And so they came in the house and they would check on me. One of the workers, she developed us a schedule. Because one of the things that's really important is that you have a routine. When you're working, you have a routine. So she helped me set up a routine for the babies. She helped me set up a routine for Isabella. She helped me set up a routine for myself to make sure that we're functioning cohesively. So that's one of the things I think that significantly changes people. You have to get a routine and you have to have a support system. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, nobody makes it alone. And I'll be the first one to tell you that nobody makes it alone. Mm-hmm. And even if your family is not there for you, God gives you people to come and be there and to be your angels during that time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot to take away from there, from the stuff and the situations and the things that I did. This is also giving me more pressure to write this book so that I can tell people this is exactly what you need to do when you find yourself alone. Because I'm not a person who's alone. I'm not alone, as you would say. But the sensation of feeling alone when you're down there and you're going through an experience that you've never experienced before. Nobody can even tell you about what you're going to feel or how you're going to feel. Or just being, nobody can tell you. And just being able to overcome and get to the other side. So that was what I did when I had the twins. Mm-hmm. And that's how I was able to go through that and position myself out of that, I guess, out of that specific time gap, mm-hmm. time frame. But go ahead.
Did you develop friendships during that time?
Well, I have.
With the support team, like, are you guys still in touch? Yes. Is that support still there for you? How does that work?
Well, as you go through life, phases come and you need different types of support. Mm-hmm. So different people fall into different alignments. Mm-hmm. You just have to really be, one of the things that you have to really be key and important, one of the things they tell you in the, it's not North Variety Care, one of the situations, mm-hmm. they tell you what your value system is. Is it your family, your goals, your friendship? This list of 10 things that you have to be able to put your list of what's important to you. Most people, the top three doesn't change, but the 5 and 6, they change. Some week it might be my family is the most important thing. Some week it might be my career might be the most important this thing. And it's what there's a book by Stacey Adams. She calls it life Jenga. We just have to pull the different pieces out, which ones we don't, to try to get the thing to keep up. Work-life Jenga to keep the pieces together. So one of the things you have to just know is what's important to you, and you can reposition people to help you during those things that to help you with what your priorities are at that time. Every time, just like you have priorities, but one of the things you have to remember is just as you have priorities, other people have their own set of priorities. So don't get mad if their priorities don't align with what your priorities are. I remember someone had asked me, and this really changed my perspective. They were like, doesn't your mother help you? And I was just like, I took it when she originally said it as a place of hurt. But I could tell that she had, this was another mother of mine. She had experience. She was just like, they work. I go, yes, my mother works. Yes. That is what her priorities are. It's not that it's wrong, but that's what's important to her, making money. And so if you're dealing with someone whose priorities are family and their priorities are work, you're not going to be in alignment. So you got to move your life, or you got to move things around to where you can find someone who's aligned to maybe your priorities are friends, or their priorities are family, and their priorities are help, and they want to help you because you're their friend. So that's kind of one of the things in life, right? Like, I have a best friend. She helps me out right now. If there's anything that needs rain, sleet, or flood, she's the one that I call. She's the first one. She's my probably emergency contact on everything. You know, you say you don't want to put your mama. Well, my best friend is like the beneficiary of my children. If something happened to me, she would get my children.
Does she have kids?
She does not. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She does not have children. And I think that's probably the way God blessed it.
Right.
And so it just, as life changes, as different things happen and as different supports happen, your people change. Your team changes, but normally you have your core foundational people. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. your family, your friends, and then your church, your support system, that's kind of something that could happen. So, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's very inspiring that. That you went to seek those resources, that was one, and that they were instrumental in helping you get this far. I mean, the twins are now four. So that's 4 years that you've made it this far, which is really great. So what would you say was the biggest negative during those first 4 years, other than the support?
I've been on government assistance, different things that have helped me. I've recently been weaned off of that with my new position where I'm working right now with my career. I think that just some of the feedbacks of when you need additional support, you need additional resources, the negative mindset that comes attached to that, and people's misconceived notions that are like that, or that the way the system is currently created, it creates some sort of dependency on the system. And it's very hard, like, if you're in the level of where, if you're not extremely poor, or if you're not extremely rich, there is a hard, the way we are getting squeezed with the economy and inflation and everything and raising costs of rents is so difficult to function. For the twins, when they were babies, daycare would have been, I think, for all three of them to be in daycare, it was going to be $2,100 a month. I was like, some people make $2,100 a month. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So I think with my career choice at the time, that it was good, but it's still created a sense of instability. I don't like the lack of stability that is there. I don't like being unstable. Sometimes I feel like I could have advanced. I said this to myself, is, you know, sometimes you feel like you're pulling dead weight, because I was such a person who was like, this is my path. This is the way that I'm going to go. And this is where we're going to, this is how we're going to be. And so there's like, you know, they have those two people racing and they're like, this is the goal. And then there's the goal is a rock and a big things are boulder. I feel like we could have gotten to the goal a whole lot faster if we didn't have these roadblocks. But the roadblocks is what makes it interesting. And so I think those different life things that have made it challenging, but it's been okay. It's not bad.
Well, what would you say is the greatest, maybe the most fun times you've had with your kids, more so the twins? What would you say is the greatest highlight?
So we travel a lot. Mm. And I think a lot of people think they can't travel when they have they're a single person. So me and my kiddos have been to California, Las Vegas, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Alabama. We travel a lot. And I think that me and my kids are like a a 4-pack. Like, we just have fun. We just have fun wherever we go. Like, this past weekend, we went to the Yukon Lights. And we were out there. And we were all over the place. And I told them, because I have one daughter, she'll like to walk. She's like, put me on your neck. And I have another son. And he's even though she's the same age, a boy and girl make a difference. One weighs like a brick of cement. And the other is light as a feather. And I'm like, and so they're walking all. I don't know if you haven't been to the Yukon Lights. I highly recommend. If you have kids, take a stroller. But we walked all the way out all this place. And I said, guys, I'm not going to carry you. I'm not going to carry you guys back. If you don't, here I am having to carry these two kids back to the car. Because we had walked out so far. It's amazing, BTW. It's amazing out there. And so we just have fun anywhere we go. We are just so happy anywhere we go. We could be in this room. They're going to tear up all this stuff. But we're just going to be a laugh. And I'll be like, guys, act right. But when we travel and we go different places, I think when we went to, I think Las Vegas was funner as a unit. But I think for, Las Vegas was funner, I think, because there were so many things that you could do there. But we went to California and that was really fun when we went to Legoland and one of my clients gifted us the place that we stayed. And so our whole housing situation was covered. And so we just went everywhere. We went to Legoland. We went to Los Angeles. We just went and saw everything. San Diego Beach, San Diego Zoo. Do not recommend. It's too big. Too big. If you have little kids and they have to carry themselves. Anytime you go anywhere and you have little kids, just know you're going to have to carry someone. And it's exhausting. Have muscles. And so we just like traveling and seeing the world. And that's one of the things I think I am instilling in their little hearts is explore, 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 see, see, see.
So Lola, welcome back. I'm excited to find out a little bit about the new journey. The new job that you have. So tell us what the name of that business is and what do you do there?
So I work with Code Fellows, which is a technology training academy. We train in cybersecurity, software development, and Web3.
Very good.
And I am the managing director there.
Very good.
The managing director, yes. I forgot what I did.
And so tell us a little bit more about that program. So do you train folks that are coming out of school? Do you look? What? Tell us a little bit about that.
So 18 plus years old, and anyone who's 18 or older, they can be a part of it. It's a web-based platform. They have self-paced, and they have live teaching, which is on, like, actual recording, like, live video, and then they have pre-recorded videos that you can take and take your classes on, and then you set your own schedule now. We just got approved for that because we had so many applications.
Well, tell us about that whole thing and that whole process. So you are looking for folks that are 18 years or older.
So Oklahoma City currently has a grant program out there that our company applied and we got ownership with. We won the grant. And so what they're doing right now is if you are 18 or older, live in the Oklahoma City area and meet federal income poverty guidelines, or if you live in a QTC in Oklahoma City, a QTC is an area that has higher than reduced lunch or higher people considered on Section 8 or something like that, your area might be a QTC. And there's a website that you can go and find out if you're specifically in a QTC. And I say that because income guidelines don't matter if you live in a QTC.
And what are the income guidelines?
So, for example, a family...
Just an estimate, yeah.
For a family of four, it's 82,000 for a family of four.
So that's most people in Oklahoma that would fall in that category.
Yeah, most people in Oklahoma follow.
And if you're single?
If you're single, I think it's in the 40s. I can't quite remember off the top of my head. So if you meet those income, and you self-attest to this information, mm-hmm. all they do is they go back and they check your address mm-hmm. that you put in into the system. And as long as it shows that it is in the Oklahoma City area, you will get approved to participate in the program. So when I started talking to Rwanda about this program, I was really pushing because the program originally was from 11 to 7. That's what they approved the grant for. If the grant...
11 to 7.
A.M.
Oh, I see.
11 to 7 a.m., which was going to be very difficult for people, especially in single-parent households, to do this exclusively and not work. So we were really pushing forward to try and get the self-paced aspects onto the program, and we got it approved yesterday.
Awesome.
So what Oklahoma City is going to pay for with the grant program is they're going to pay for anyone who wants to be a software engineer, software development, or if they want to go into cybersecurity, basically getting into the technology space, where jobs start at $75,000 to $85,000 starting point. Right now, and even here in Oklahoma City, jobs in Oklahoma City for cybersecurity, last time I checked, was there were 6,415 jobs available here in Oklahoma for cybersecurity. And if you go on to Indeed.com or LinkedIn.com or any of those websites, Monster.com, there's like 6 or 7 pages of jobs that are just technology related that are associated with this. It's one of the best things out there as far as that goes. And the grant program, if you live in those areas, you meet eligibility requirements, is going to pay for 100% of the program on all 4 modules, which is a $22,000 program. They will pay for all of your education. The thing about it is a long-term program. We wanted to get as many people involved and into the program right now because it's going to take you at least six months to complete. And so to complete and then complete the program and get out of it. So that's right now seriously focused up from December to about September of next year. But luckily, since we got approved for the self-paced portion, you set your own hours and you set your own schedules and you can get going forward. So if you're gonna think about switching careers, this is definitely the time. That's the career of the future, basically. But when I spoke to Rhonda at first, we only had, I think I told you, it was like 34 applications and 2 people who, I don't even think we had any.
You were depressed about it, actually.
I was depressed. Well, I've been working. So right now, what happened was we went viral. We had a lot of applications come in. So when I checked last, we had 522 applications.
Wow.
And then we sent off 80 applications. We already had 19, I think, it was waiting on that waiting list. So we just sent off 80 more applicants to get approved. So we have $1 million in funding. It's a first serve, first make it through the program. You get your degree and certificate. It's a race right now.
Now, are you guys providing job opportunities?
So we do what's after you graduate. You get to, well, 2 things. Our point, it's like our system has a 201, 301, 401. If you make a completion to any of those levels, there's job opportunities available. It might be not a $70,000 job, but sure, it might be a $50,000 or $60,000 job mm-hmm. that you can get a career into. But it's a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things about that is we do have interview skills that get you interview prep. We have a system internally that is responsible specifically for job boards, job situations. They will tell you where to go. They're not going to give you a job, but they will put you into a position to try to get you an interview and line that up for you. But we've also had a lot of organizations that are stepping up and stepping up to the plate and saying that they want to hire people sure. after they get out of the program.
Sure.
Because there's, I don't know if they've embedded it or what they're going to do, but they might have like a system where the employer may get like a grant. So basically, initially, they might get a free employee. I know that they've talked in other systems that they've had, they've put that in place and going forward. So that's one of the cool things that are out there. And they will get you trained. And the cool thing about our program is we're the number one cybersecurity program out there. A lot of people actually, I smiled. You can't see my smile, but I smiled and shook my head. And a lot of people actually get our curriculum and put it into their curriculum. So they're actually teaching from us. one of the cool things is a lot of people go and work for the technology tech top 5, 11.8%, and we have 93% infill placement. So we're very successful. Their company is out of Seattle. And I know you guys know that's like, well, I don't know if you know, that is a technology hub, one of the Silicon Valley, then Seattle. Yeah, and now Tulsa is also a tech. And so Oklahoma City wants to be a technology hub too as well. And so one of the benefits of that, and one of the great things about this is being here as the person, the actual boots on the ground, I'm literally actually being the person to kick this off here in our city to get us trying to become a technology hub. And it's just like really great. It feels really inspiring, and really I'm happy to be in this position because it's opened so many doors for me. And you know, I have senators on my calendar setting up appointments, and that is just something that's really, really great and significant for me. And so I can't wait to see what this little dot in the history looks like 10 years from now.
And how many lives is going to be impacted from
that. Oh my God. So this is generational impact.
So what is your, I know you said that it's now, you've got it where it's self-paced. That's been approved as of yesterday. What would be your next goal to get information out there to of a single parent or even their teenagers who may be turning 18 going into 19?
So we have the funding ends, so fiscal funding that ends September 30th of 2024. They have a small expansive window to go to the end of the year, but it's one of those things, this is part of ARPA funds. If we don't use it, we lose it.
Got it.
I don't know what funding source we're going to have next, but our whole key major goal is our school wants to get into this ecosystem. And so as we enter this ecosystem, I don't know what my job looks like next year. Don't know what is going to happen as far as what I think our numbers have shown we are going to be successful. Our track record is going to show success. We're going to have people complete and get out the program, and we're going to get a lot of people jobs. So what it looks like next, I don't know.
Now, are you planning on going to the program yourself?
I am. Okay, I plan that's on smart. Going to the program myself, yes.
And can a parent or an individual do more than one program?
Not right now. Okay. We can only do the one right now. This is one of the things with federal government. With government funding is you can't, utilize it like double dip, or you can't use it.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
So, but when we get our new funding source, maybe let's say if you go on this round, you went through cybersecurity. Let's say if we get our new funding source next round, maybe you go through software development. The thing with cybersecurity, there's a lot of jobs out there. If you go software development, there's a lot of opportunity for you to become on your own. So that's cybersecurity, both. But if some people go through this and decide, well, I'm just going to open up my own. Own business and go on that aspect. So that might be something that someone says, okay, I've trained here, but let me get some more training and do it, open up my own shop.
So I have one more question. Yes, so as students are going through the program, especially the self-paced portion of it, is there support?
Yes,
are there people
support.
They can call if they have... Okay.
There's support. So with this being online, it's not picking up the phone. It's send an email to someone or send a message via Slack. Or they have... Each class has their own individual... One of the cool things they have is they're set up on the same technology platforms that you'll use in the real world.
Sure.
So we use, one of the things is called Slack. So they have a Slack system. And they go in there. Each class is set up with their own group and module systems that they can go in.
I see.
Talk to each other or talk to their TA.
I see. Got it. And other people that may be going through the program, questions can be directed towards the entire group and stuff like that. Very good. And I would imagine they have a moderator. Okay, very good. Oh, that sounds really interesting. Wow, very good. Well, we really appreciate you coming out today. This was really good, just to kind of learn about it and go from there.
And the application, I'll send the link so that you can... I think I've already sent it to you, so you can have the application link and get everyone going.
Yeah, we need to get the information out. On the Single Parent Support Network page, for sure. And go from there. Very good.